This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, Aetna has decided that they're done. They're done with Obamacare as they are pulling out of all exchanges, all marketplaces for the next cycle that's going to begin, obviously, in 2018. We're going to talk about that and what that means for who in which states. A Cal Poly professor says that squirrels, now, mind you, I'm not really, really good with, you know, animals, and I don't really know, I'm no vet. I would have loved to be a veterinarian, but I just don't get animals. I get cats, I get dogs, I just don't get any of the other animals. You can't just be a veterinarian for cats and dogs, I guess. I guess you have to go through school and learn about gerbils, and you have to learn whatever. But they say that there's a paper that shows that eastern fox squirrels, okay, can also be subject to media bias. Okay, do you guys understand any of that? All right, I guess they are at the, I guess, you know, they are subjected to racially charged media bias. We're talking about squirrels. So we'll talk about what that study was about and why we're spending our money on these studies. Many of you have had arthroscopic repair of your knee, arthroscopic surgery of the knee. Many family members of mine have. I'm going to need to because I have, like, meniscal tears up the yin-yang. Well, apparently there's a study saying the arthroscopic surgery doesn't even help. So we have an international panel of surgeons and patients now saying, no, it did not provide the relief, and it did nothing for them. So we'll talk about that as arthroscopic knee surgery, or what they call in Europe keyhole surgery, is one of the most popular type of surgeries that we do on the knee. Now, some of you guys want to live longer. You want to live to the 120s or 130s, and I don't blame you. You know, me, if I can make it to 90, I think I'm going to be happy. It all depends. You know, I mean, if I'm married to Michael Fassbender in my 90s, I want to live longer. You know, but I love my husband. But, you know, if I'm exactly where I'm at right now, nah, I think after 90, I'm good. Well, they say if you exercise, it definitely has some anti-aging benefits, but it's not so much your knees and joints, you know, as a whole. They're looking at telomeres, and we've talked about telomeres, how telomeres are kind of like the, you know, your shoelaces, you know, the end of the shoelace where it's, it has that like little plastic thing, and then it can unravel when you pick at it or chew on it. I used to chew on my shoelaces when I was a kid, so it would start unraveling in my mouth. Those telomeres are a sign of aging, and they found that exercise affects them at that level. Next, we're going to talk about, maybe not in that order, because I like to go out of order. It all depends, you know. I don't have to stick to an order. I know you guys, like, are writing all this down. Okay, Dr. Dahlia's going to talk about this, and then she's going to talk about this, and then, no, I'm going to go out of order, because I think it's more exciting if I go out of order. A third of drugs have safety issues, even after approval. So we're talking about this very expensive FDA, U.S. FDA process that these drugs have to go through. And even after they go through that process, a third of them have issues, have approval issues, or have safety issues. Now, this is exactly what we saw with Viagra. Viagra was approved, we start prescribing it, and then all of a sudden people are, you know, dropping dead or having major blood pressure drops because, oops, oh, looks like you're not supposed to take it with nitrate medication. So we'll tell you why that happens and how that's kind of ridiculous. Then HIV. We are doing phenomenal when it comes to HIV and turning this around. When I went to school, HIV was a death sentence. Now, HIV drugs are adding at least 10 years to life expectancy, and we are seeing more and more people that are able to control it and get their viral load to nil with some of what we've been able to do. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess, okay, I don't know what's going on here with squirrels, and a lot of you guys are like into squirrels. I almost always hit them accidentally when I'm driving home. I love squirrels, but they're just like in the way a lot of times. But apparently, an associate professor of liberal studies at Cal Poly, her name is Teresa Laurel Bidart, says that she worked towards the conclusion that squirrels, especially the eastern fox squirrels, are at the receiving end of racially charged media bias through, quote, feminist, post-humanist, and feminist food studies. She says that eastern fox squirrels are the most populous species of tree squirrel in North America. And apparently, humans interpret their behaviors and actions, and the way they interpret them is biased based with an underweaving female tone. So this paper was titled When Angelino Squirrels Don't Eat Nuts, A Feminist Post-Humanist Politics of Consumption Across Southern California. Whew, that's a mouthful. And she argues that humans are responsible for, quote, otherizing eastern fox squirrels. Now, what does this mean? I really don't know. I guess she's bringing up squirrels as an example. But this is a symptom of a very big, brewing, controversial, hot topic debate on media bias. And we are, the way we are, now distributing our news, processing our news, writing our news, is not the way it was ever, I believe, intended. And so somebody's writing the article, they have the power to change it. That's our freedom of speech. Freedom of speech allows us that power. So if I give a commentary and I read an article, I could bias it. I could accent certain words. I could accent certain subjects. I could leave parts out if I want to. I don't like doing that. I want to give you guys the latest, and I want to give you guys the actual facts, but that's not what most news outlets do. If there is an important fact and they have to write about it, it may be at the end of the article. So you read all of this BS, and at the end of the article, they're like, oh, they say, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, for example, FBI Director Comey, all this, you know, oh, my gosh, he was fired. He was, blah, 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 blah. You know, at the end of the article, they're like, well, you know, also, you know, Chuck Schumer and, you know, these other people had, you know, disliked his, role and his work as well. And so you're like, okay, wait a second here. So we'll talk about media bias as well. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. Ooh, that was some mucus. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I got a loogie that really I've got to, like, get rid of. Maybe my next break. I didn't realize I had to blow my nose, but it's not, it's just not the nose. It's like halfway, it's in my nasal pharynx. Remember I taught you guys all my anatomy? Right? It's back there in my nasal pharynx. So I have either two choices. I could blow my nose, or I could try to swallow it. And I don't really want to swallow it. So, oh, it just did. Oh, okay. Well, then I guess we're good. All right. Aetna is out of here. Aetna's completely pulling out of the Obamacare exchanges by 2018, or basically this November, when the marketplace opens. And the insurance companies have to make a decision. They have to poop or get off the pot. From what we understand, if you're going to be on the new health care exchanges, you kind of had to know that a year in advance. And remember, Aetna, and I wrote about this on my website if you need the breakdown at drdahlia.com, Aetna is, I believe, number 3, although some sources say it's number 5, of the top health insurance companies in America. There's, you know, Kaiser, there's Blue Cross, there's Humana, and Aetna is up there. And Aetna had pulled out of, I guess, was it 11 of the marketplaces this last year? So they only remained in 4. Humana pulled out of all of them. Cigna was, I believe, the only one that expanded. I think United pulled out of all of them as well. And so Aetna was in 4 marketplaces. Then I think they went down and to 2. I believe that was within 2 states. And now they say they're done. They just can't do it. So they cited that they lost over $700 million between the year 2014 and 2016, and since the start of this year, and mind you, they only looked at 4 months of data, they lost over $200 million. So they're losing about $50 million a month every, you know, for $50 million a month for them being on the exchanges. Now, you and I are kind of scratching our heads at this because these insurance companies are rich. I mean, they are making bucks. I mean, they're not paying the doctor. I mean, when I get paid from these insurance companies and I get maybe, you know, $5.52 or on a real good long visit, $25, I mean, they're not paying those millions of dollars to us doctors, especially us primary care doctors. So what are they spending all this money on? So we'll talk about that in a second. So from what I understand, currently on the healthcare exchanges, we have 255,000 people that are enrolled in an Aetna policy. Those 255,000 people are going to have to go elsewhere. Now, in states like Delaware and Nebraska, there's only one insurer left. Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield remains in Delaware, so they're going to get all the Aetna business there. And Medica is the only one that remains in Nebraska. So they're going to have to take on the load of those new enrollees. Now, you know, this ACA market has been a very delicate market and one that has been, you know, threatening to fall apart for a while. The media never covers this. All the media is doing is saying, oh, the GOP, you know, they shot themselves in the foot with this repeal and replace. That, you know, when you only have one insurer, that's not really a vibrant Obamacare system. When you have in some states or counties no coverage at all, again, that doesn't mean we have a very robust marketplace. What does marketplace mean? If you go into a marketplace, is there one little baby shop sitting there, right, being infused with government dollars? No. Marketplaces mean you got tons of options. You get to stroll down this aisle. You get to stroll down this aisle. I was in Philadelphia, and I went to the Reading Terminal Market. Very, very cool. If you guys have never been to Philadelphia, you got to go to that market. It's, like, awesome. And if you ever remember National Treasure, remember when the blonde girl had to, like, hide, you know, from the bad guys and she ran into the market and then she hid behind the counter? That's the market, all right? Great market, great stuff. But the reason why people like it is because there is a plethora, a smorgasbord of options. So what I think needs to be done is somebody has to come out with a definition of what is a failed marketplace or Obamacare so that the talking points can turn. Right now they're saying that the GOP is ruining Obamacare okay? Somebody has to go, look, guys, the definition of failed has already been met. Obamacare has collapsed. That's what we need to do right now. Has it collapsed? Well, if you only have one insurer, then that means there's not a marketplace. So by definition, the marketplace is gone. There's only one little insurer. Now, somebody could say, but whoa. The marketplace has tons of options. So the marketplace has tons of options within that one insurer. Now, that's what happened in my state. In my city. So when I went on the exchange to look at what insurance options I had, it was the same company, but there looked like 20 different plans from that company, and they all were crap. You could either pay a $12,000 deductible, you could pay a $17,000 deductible, you could pay a $9,000 deductible. Ooh, I want that one. So the reason why nobody has stood up and said, look, guys, okay, it already failed, so we're done, now let's fix it, is because superficially, What's been happening is these insurance companies that remain are making it look like you got tons of choices. But choosing crap over crap, to me, is not a choice. So I think that's where we need to go. Okay, so where are we now? The House of Representatives has approved the American Health Care Act once it was amended. It is the first step. The Congressional Budget Office now needs to submit their analysis. Then senators have to debate it. And then senators have to come up with their own flavor to this. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, you know, procedures and paths that this bill takes. But, you know, we are really sidestepping the issue, and we're kind of avoiding the elephant in the room. It's the pre-existing condition clause that is making this very, very difficult. All right, individuals without medical issues are not going to buy the crap insurance because they don't have to. And I don't blame them. If you're healthy, why spend $1,200 a month on something? Wait until you need it. Now, mind you, if you do have a pre-existing condition, you can't get refused. Okay, and you can't get charged more, technically, under Obamacare. But you have to wait until the next enrollment period to get your insurance. So if you skipped getting insurance and you're sick in April or May, you gotta wait to get insurance till you gotta wait until January till your insurance kicks in when you buy it in November. So it's not that easy where you wait until you're sick. But you have a lot of people that aren't really expecting to, you know, need insurance for years. Then we don't get those dollars. Alright? We don't. And that's a problem. So, and those that even are paying for the high-priced insurance, let's say you are paying the $1,000 a month. If you have, let's say the $1,000 a month covers your whole family, and you have somebody who's diabetic, somebody has high blood pressure, somebody has high cholesterol, somebody has all three, and then somebody needs surgery, that $1,000 a month doesn't cover the costs. So when Aetna said they're, you know, they've lost over $200 million since the start of this year alone, you know, I could see it. Right? But the problem is where is the money going to? Okay, you know, I see what they pay doctors. They don't pay a lot. If the patient has a copay or a deductible, they pay hardly anything. So it's not the doctors. I mean, you know, a hospital bill, yeah, a hospital bill could be a few thousand dollars. The hospital bill could be multiple thousands of dollars, but the insurance company makes a deal with the health insurance where they're only going to pay a few thousand. So, I mean, are we seeing more people hospitalized? Are, you know, what is going on? What are people going to the doctors for? You know, what are people in the hospital for? Well, it could be the COPD. It could be diabetic complications. It could be flu complications. It could be pneumonia. It could be pregnancies. Maybe it's a lot of the essential benefits that, you know, the mental health issues. And here's the thing. I mean, we want people, if they're going to spend that kind of money, to get what they deserve out of that product. And maybe you have some people who are completely subsidized going, good, I'm going to get this done, this done, this done, this done, this done. And you should. I mean, I remember patients came in going, look, I finally got my insurance. I get one free physical. Do your works. And I go, well, okay, but, you know, that physical doesn't include an EKG, doesn't include a chest x-ray. I want to do those things for you. But keep in mind, your quote-unquote physical is bare minimum. So what is the insurance spending their money on? So they're obviously spending their money somewhere for them to report these losses. And they can't just report the losses, you know, randomly pulling the number out of the rectum. I mean, these have to be justified. And it's possibly that the states that they insure in are costing. I mean, look at this. They're pulling out of Delaware and Nebraska. How sick are people in Nebraska and Delaware, for crying out loud? I mean, they aren't the biggest of states. Apparently they're spending the money. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today.
ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology.
ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DLC. I've got Snowball in the studio with us. Hey, Snow, I'm allowed to bring animals to the studio. Yep. Mm-hmm. Say, Snow, say hi. Say hi. Oh, she's a good girl. Okay, the only problem is she's all now tangled up in my wires. Okay, go bye-bye. Oh, man, she was a crappy host. All right, a third of drugs have safety issues after they've been approved, and all this money has been spent to get them approved. So this is one of those things that happen, and I understand why it happens, but let's talk about this really quickly here. Researchers looked at data on drugs approved by the FDA between 2001 and 2010, with follow-up through 2017, and the investigators found that close to a third of the drugs had safety issues after they went through the approval process. Study leader Dr. Joseph Ross, who is associate professor of medicine at public health at Yale University, says that is very rarely a drug withdrawal, but more commonly a black box warning or drug safety communication issued by the FDA to let physicians and patients know that new safety information has been determined. Okay, so what's he talking about there? What he's talking about is some people will say, wait a second here, okay. So there's a medication. They have a bunch of people on the medication. The people are supposed to report what side effects they get. All right, they write them down. They evaluate those. If they're not the biggest, most dangerous side effects, the drug still passes. But then something happens when, you know, after the approval process. So one thought is, well, wait a second. You take the medication. Once you stop taking the medication, you may feel bad. Withdrawal does need to be reported and investigated. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about like what happened with Viagra, where people were on nitrate medications or nitroglycerin or isosorbide or something for blood pressure or heart, and they took Viagra and their blood pressure just plummeted. That's something that I don't believe they originally tested for. They should have, because I believe Viagra was originally supposed to be a pulmonary hypertensive agent, pulmonary artery hypertensive agent. So they knew it was supposed to relax blood vessels, so I'm not sure how that one got missed. Anyway, of 222 drugs approved by the agency during the study period, 3 were withdrawn, 61 received box warnings, and 59 prompted safety communications. They say drugs most likely to have post-approval safety concerns included the biologics that we use for like rheumatoid arthritis and other sorts of systemic issues, psychiatric drugs, and medicines approved through an FDA's quote-unquote accelerated approval process. Ah, so they approve it too quickly, and we don't know what's going on. They say the report is timely because the FDA is under pressure to accelerate drug approvals. It shows that there is the potential for compromising patient safety when drug evaluation is persistently sped up. Now, I always thought that was kind of interesting. Like, you know, when the Ebola crisis was happening, boy, I have never seen the FDA bust a move to, you know, try to get something approved. And the reason why the process is supposed to be so lengthy is because when you're looking at patients and subjects taking the medication, you know, just looking at them for a week doesn't give you adequate data. You need to see if something happens over a period of, like, you know, years. You know, is this going to affect the liver? You know, is this going to cause, you know, renal issues? Is it going to weaken heart muscles? You know, and so you need time to evaluate what these medications are doing. I mean, we're still, you know, learning from the statin medications. There's a lot of suggestion that these statin medications, you know, like Lipitor and Crestor and Zocor, some of my favorite medications out there, may be linked to increasing your risk of diabetes. Now, that's not anything that would have gotten caught during an FDA approval process. That might have been 18 months or 2 years or 5 years. They're finding now, 20 years later, some of these people may be more prone to getting diabetes. Now, I've told you, many people with high cholesterol eventually go on to get diabetes, so there's a chance they would have gotten diabetes anyway. But they are looking at possibly a mechanism where these statin medications could do that. Those are post-FDA approval safety issues that would later have to be put on as a black box warning. So, they say, to assess experimental drugs for safety and effectiveness, the FDA relies on pre-market drug testing and clinical trials. They say most of the trials involve fewer than 1,000 patients studied over a period of 6 months or less. So, as they said, according to WebMD, that makes it harder for them to detect safety issues that could occur over a long period of time. Study author Dr. Nicholas Downing from the Department of Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston said the fact that so many new safety risks are being identified after FDA approval indicates that the FDA has taken its responsibility of ensuring the safety of new drugs throughout their lifetime seriously. But that safety risks emerge on average, get this, 4 years after approval. This means many patients are exposed to these medications before the risks become clear. So what are some of the risks? According to the Associated Press, skin reactions, liver damage, cancer from some of these medications, even death. Now, the findings were published in the Journal of American Medical Association this last week. You know, one thing I wanted to say was, you know, I had my practice for 16 years before I became an assistant professor at Touro University. And when a new drug would come out and the pharmaceutical rep would come to my office, I wouldn't prescribe it right away. I wanted to wait and see. I learned my lesson. You know, seeing, you know, what happened, you know, when I was in training to some of these medications that were prescribed too quickly, I was like, well, let me wait and see. Okay. And so I, on average, didn't start using a medication until it was out for 6 to 9 months, maybe even a year. And I know the pharmaceutical reps got frustrated. Some of my patients were like, yeah, but, you know, there's advertisement for it. There's these commercials. And I go, look, I don't know the medication. I need to learn about it. I need to see what's happening. And I don't want to talk to the pharmaceutical reps. I want to talk to other medical providers to see what they are seeing. There was a new antidepressant that was on the market. It still is. And, you know, the pharmaceutical company gave me samples. And, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'll hold on to them because, again, I want to learn about the medication. And a patient asked for it. Patient said, look, you know, my husband got this medication from his doctor. I want to try it. So I go, well, I do have a sample. Okay, I don't know much about it. You could try it. And the person started to have some weird speech issues. Now, I don't think they had a stroke or a mini stroke or anything like that. But I was like, you know what? This may not have anything to do with the medication. But I panicked a little bit. I'm like, I don't know if I want to prescribe it. And so, you know, unfortunately, many times our patients become the test subjects. And this is why patients don't want, you know, to be guinea pigs. But unfortunately, you know, you end up, and that's just a part of the you know, a part of the, you know, the medical process. You know, we're told a medication is good. We're told a medication is safe. We're told that that medication is ready to be prescribed. But I always tell patients, look, I have no idea how you could react to this medication. No idea at all. You know, there was a patient that had taken a medication, and unfortunately it gave her Steven Johnson syndrome, which is this a reaction that unfortunately happens. It's kind of like an allergy-induced reaction that occurs when you take a medication that just triggers your system. And, you know, she basically lost a lot of her skin. We're going to talk about Steven Johnson's as well later on the show. And, unfortunately, that's not so much a quote unquote adverse effect of a drug. That's an adverse effect of any drug. Remember, there was a little girl that was sick over Thanksgiving weekend years ago. Mom gave her children's Motrin and she had a Steven Johnson reaction that has left her scarred. That's children's Motrin. We use children's Motrin all the time. So unfortunately, in addition to what the FDA has to, you know, try to find if one medication can do a certain thing, there are certain medications that just at the wrong place at the wrong time cause something horrible. One of my patient's relatives went into liver failure after taking one Tylenol. That's all she did. She had a headache and she took a Tylenol. So the other thing we need to keep in mind is sometimes you could just be the unlucky soul where all of a sudden you lose, you know, have an adverse event, you know, which is the one in a million shot that could happen with that medication. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Are any of you guys kind of learning how to ski? You either know how to ski or you've never skied. But I wonder if there's some of you out there that are learning how to ski. All right. I did used to ski. I don't ski anymore. I wish I could. It didn't really go well. So basically, here's the thing. If you learn how to ski, you need to do it when you're young. So I, you know, grew up in LA and then Phoenix, Arizona and then Las Vegas, Nevada. So there really wasn't, you know, a lot of places nearby to go and ski. My folks weren't skiers. They just weren't. So I never learned how to ski until I went to medical school up in Reno. At the University of Nevada, Reno. And you're right by Lake Tahoe. And, you know, wow, you got some beautiful, beautiful mountains out there. Alpine, heavenly, Mount Rose. Some real nice, real nice mountains up there because you got the Sierra Nevadas. And so they're just awesome mountains. Awesome. So, skiing was expensive. And so, like I've told you guys before, one of the students told me that what everybody does is they take the ski class at the university. And the ski class meets at Alpine once a week, every week on Fridays. And so since medical school got out early on Fridays, we would go and take our ski class. And then, you know, we would go and it gave us cheaper lift tickets. And so it was a plus. We got to learn. Okay. I believe I didn't take the final. I hurt myself. So I think what happened is I ended up withdrawing. And before I hurt myself, it was really kind of fun. So I learned how to ski. I looked like an idiot, you know, and I didn't have a lot of money for good ski clothes. So I bought whatever was on sale. So I had this like turquoise, whatever from like the 80s I was wearing. All right. It wasn't very sexy. I wanted to wear like what the ski bunnies wear where they really look good. But no, I just wore, I might have been even wearing boy pants. I have no idea what I was wearing. But anyway, so here I am in my ski clothes. And I had borrowed my, I'd actually bought my friend's skis. So he had size 12, feet. And my feet are size 10. And so I didn't even have my right size boots. But again, we're talking on a budget. I didn't have money. So I start to ski, and I don't like skiing when there's other people around. All right. For those of you ever learning how to ski, it is so frustrating when somebody else is coming down the mountain, right? So what you end up doing is going, okay, I'll wait. I need the whole mountain to myself. I do not like to ski when other people are skiing. Now, once I start to get the hang of it and I'm doing good that weekend, then I'm fine. But when I'm just getting back on the mountain and I'm a little nervous, I'm scared. So I start to learn how to ski and I start getting pretty comfortable with it. And I notice that the slopes that were black diamond were less busy than the slopes that were blue or green. And I'm like, well, wait a second here. It doesn't look that steep. So I decide to go up to the next, ski lift. Because now, you know, I leave the class and I feel like I'm good on my own. So I'm a few weeks in and I end up doing a black diamond course because I'm an idiot. Okay. Nobody taught you to avoid the black diamonds. They just said, all right, everybody meet here at the blue. And I thought the blue was because that was for the class. UNR, the colors are blue. I don't know. I'm an idiot. So here I am, and it's like smooth. There's not a lot of people. And what's really interesting is when you're on these black diamond courses, you don't have people sitting there stumbling and falling in your way. So these people got off their ski lift, and boom, they went down the mountain. I mean, they have their poop together. I'm like, you want to know what? I like this. I think this is the slope for me. And then all of a sudden, no! There's moguls. I am tripping and falling, and I heard my knee pop, and I was down for the count. And they needed to get one of these toboggans. Talk about embarrassing. And they had to take me down off the mountain on a toboggan. I tried to hit on them because I, like, really love, you know, men in uniform and, you know, in authority. And, you know, but meanwhile, and I was, you know, cussing as I was flying down the mountain, and I remember hearing a pop. When you hear a pop, that could be a couple things. That could be a ligament rupture, tear, sprain, or it could be a meniscal injury. And I got to tell you, for me to hear a pop, right, while I'm on a slope cursing, you knew that was a loud pop. So, you know, I basically was in the ER. They did an X-ray. I was put in a splint, given some crutches, and then I had an event to go to that night as a student, so I went, and I, you know, teachers are going to be like, I'm an idiot, but anyway. So I, and then you went to the orthopedic doctor, okay? So, you know, you ice it and ice it for the next few days, and the orthopedic doctor's like, you know what, I may not order an MRI. The MRIs were kind of new, you know, at that point. He's like, you want to know what? Yeah, you might have gotten a tear, but we may not have to do surgery. Let's ice it. So we're going to ice it, and we'll do some therapy. So I did some therapy at home because, again, I couldn't afford to go to therapy, and I didn't need surgery. But I do have some major, major issues in my knees, you know, plus I still ran and things like that. And so I always knew that when I do, you know, end up getting, you know, knee surgery, it'll probably start out with that arthroscopic surgery. Now, the arthroscopic surgery is nice. Rather than cutting a whole, you know, area open to go into the knee, they could go in with little tiny bitty cameras. And these arthroscopic surgeries are so amazing that you don't even need, like, you know, pain pills most of the time when you're done. You know, my mom had arthroscopic surgery. She was ready to go to the casino later that night. I'm like, Mom, you had surgery today. She had surgery on both knees. She was walking around. She's like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, are you kidding me? Unfortunately, now an international panel of surgeons and patients have challenged the effectiveness and the guidelines published yesterday in the journal BMJ, British Medical Journal, reviewed 13 studies looking at 1,700 patients and found the surgery did not provide lasting pain relief or improve function for most of them. They compared it to physical therapy, exercise, and even placebo surgery. Fewer than 15% of patients felt an improvement in pain and function 3 months after the procedure. After that, the effects disappeared after 1 year, the review found. In addition, the surgery, quote, exposed patients to rare but important harms such as infection. Now, I guess there was the physicians basically, they made these little baby small incisions around the joint. They put a little tiny camera in there. If you've ever seen arthroscopic surgery, look at it on YouTube. It's really, really cool. It's a very clean joint, and you could see the meniscal area, and you, you know, can fix up some of the fray. Sometimes you have a little loose body, so I think it's very, very therapeutic. However, not all arthroscopic surgery is always to clean up and to, you know, may not always, let's say, fix the issue. Or some of these issues that do appear to get fixed and cleaned up might not be what is causing the pain. And so the reason why I brought up my story is I always found it fascinating that I have a meniscal tear. I never went for the surgery. And, you know, the pain went away. You know, now, what about for those people that have severe pain where the meniscus is really, really damaged and they're having bone on bone? Well, again, an arthroscopic surgery is not going to insert cartilage in there unless, of course, we actually start having cartilage that we could, you know, transplant and insert in, which they're working on. So they say the surgery is performed more than 2 million times a year, costs the United States $3 billion annually, and they're starting to now maybe make some new recommendations. All right? The Academy, American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons does not recommend the treatment for patients with arthritis. Okay. The guidelines that they're going to be, coming up with does not mean that it fits everybody. There's going to be some surgeons saying, look, let's try it. Yeah. I mean, if you're having issues with your knee, I mean, my mom had issues with her knee and, it worked, but temporarily. So I think it's good that they're looking at this because arthroscopic surgery is not a very invasive surgery and it is done, you know, very, very often. But if they say it's no more effective, this was one study back in 2002, no more effective than placebo, we could be saving a lot of money and, you know, risks. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.